This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out tonight to all the snowplow drivers out there that are going to be working very, very hard in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska with the big-time blizzard that's coming through there. And that's exactly what it is, folks. A blizzard. We'll get into more of that, more about that later. Now, to everybody that happens to be working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're on Parler as the Captain's America, and you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And then don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now for our number one of the weekend edition is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started, yesterday there was a lot of grandstanding going on by the Biden administration. They had this little event in the Rose Garden. Kamala was there, and Chucky Boy was there, Nancy Girl was there. And if people are not paying attention to what's being said, they can't buy the lie and the deception coming from Joe Biden taking credit for all of this stuff with the vaccines and the downward trend of the virus, because it all started under Donald Trump.
Well, it certainly did. And I think that they've simply taken the very conscious decision here that they're simply going to act as though nothing was done. There was silence and there was neglect and
That's
there
it.
Was inaction. And then finally, Joe Biden got elected president and finally came in and started doing something in January of this year. I mean, unless I'm mistaken, that seems to be the tack they're taking.
And even Fauci is in on this, because I guess Fauci forgot that there's video of him saying one thing a few months ago, and now he's saying another thing now under a new administration. How can that be?
Well, basically, you know, the media anointed Dr. Fauci long ago as somehow, you know, this oracle of COVID or something, and so literally anything he says is simply going to be taken at face value, and they're not going to go back. And in other words, Fauci's not going to get fact-checked anytime soon.
That's right. He's a little Dr. Fauci to me. Okay, let's talk about Governor Cuomo in New York City. A seventh accuser has come forward and said that he repeatedly touched her inappropriately over a long period of time. And it wasn't about sex. It was about just the way he was. And a lot of people are agreeing with this woman, saying,
Yep, that's the way he was. He liked the touchy-feely stuff with the women, and invited all kinds of women to his different events so that he could just roam around amongst the ladies. And by the way, yesterday, two of the highest profile Democratic senators, Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer, came out and told the governor he needs to resign immediately.
This is huge. It really, really is. And the young lady who wrote her account, I believe, in New York Magazine, this is also incredibly disturbing because, as you mentioned, Captain, it's really about power and the way the governor would treat her in public at these events and functions and so forth was just very, very embarrassing and much more so than that as well. Her account is very powerful. I encourage people to go find it and read it because it does show, I think, exactly what Governor Cuomo is all about, according to these different accusations. But Schumer and Gillibrand coming out and saying that he should resign is creating a larger chorus now of even top-level Democrats. So I don't know how he weathers this.
Well, the numbers are creeping up in the New York State Legislature slowly. They need to have 76 to impeach him, and they were up to 55 yesterday. They added a couple more last night, so now we're up to about 57, so we're less than 20 shy. And I guess he figures as long as they don't have the numbers to impeach him, that he's not going anywhere because he keeps saying it.
Well, right. He's trying to write it out. I think that's part of his psyche. I think that he really believes that, you know, he's going to, just like with the COVID, daily briefings and so forth, that he's going to talk for a while and make his point and stuff like that. And finally, people will sort of come around to his way of looking at stuff. And how could he possibly, be this bad or what have you? But I do think he might have people around him that are going to start saying, Governor, it may be time to go.
And by the way, according to Greg Jarrett, who's the Fox News legal consultant, he says that the open Cuomo criminal investigation that's been launched against him is the latest accusation suggesting that it's just more, or I'm sorry, that it's more than sexual harassment involved here.
Exactly, because I think the previous accuser, that issue had been referred to the police, basically. So this is very serious stuff.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And again, up there, Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, I-25, I-70, I-76, I-80. You've got some really bad road conditions. 2 to 4 feet of snow coming that way. 2 to 4 feet and blizzard conditions over the weekend. So be careful. Get prepared. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yes, and I'm taking it away right now because this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I take the product. I've been taking it for about 5.5 years, and I take it because it works. Now, here's the deal. If you suffer like I do with pain, and the pain comes and goes, and you've got inflammation that comes along with it, and it comes and goes, then I have a product and a way that you can save yourself a lot of grief, if you will, a lot of grief. And in doing so, the product itself, Relief Factor, with the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it also happens to be 100% drug-free. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So for $19.95, that's all it costs for the 3-week quick start. You can try that, see where it goes. After that, if you want more, you just automatically be on the plan. And that's it. End of story. However, you have to go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And that's how you get the deal. So go over there, check it out, and you'll be in like Flynn. Meantime, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a couple things here, and we got a caller on the line, but we'll get to the caller in a minute. I want to keep on moving here because of something we're going to do. Joe Biden, yesterday, a lot of emphasis on the July 4th, you'll be able to have a few people over in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's, but only if we're good. I think is what the message was. Only if you do what Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci tells you to do, then you can maybe have small groups in the backyard for July 4th. You know, Captain, I don't know. I don't think that went over too well. You know, in some cases, some people will say, well, that's very doable and it's ambitious and we're finally getting goals. I don't know that people wanted to hear that per se. They really want to find ways to really get back to normal.
Sure.
And it just seems like there was a caveat there of, well, if you don't do as what we're telling you to do, I may have to put restrictions back in, you know, says the president. And I thought all that just went over like a lead balloon, I think.
Yeah, it did, in my humble opinion. And then before we move on to our little segment here, the power couple, J-Lo and A-Rod, you know, they were going to buy the New York Mets baseball team, remember?
Right.
Well, after 4 years, they've broken off their engagement because apparently A-Rod has been out FaceTiming a good-looking blonde, and there was a picture of her that showed up yesterday in the midst of all this, and I don't blame J-Lo. I mean, if I had somebody like J-Lo in my, that was my lady, I wouldn't even think about looking at somebody else.
I think you're probably in good company with that, Captain. We don't know all the ins and outs of this, obviously, but yeah, that's a very, very sad thing. And yeah, J-Lo, she's a talented, a real pro.
All right.
And so, yeah, we'll see.
All right, before we get to the caller, are you ready?
Oh, absolutely.
Here we go. Yes, we're circling back. We're circling back on the border because Jen Psaki told us we had 11 million illegals in the country, right, Kyle?
That's right. It's always 11 million.
Well, we have heard from the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, and he pointed out something very interesting. After the Border Patrol Union president said that they've had in one sector along the border, 40,000 gotaways. Now, what that means is for everyone they catch, 3 to 4 get away. If you do the math, and they're going to have 100,000 people they're going to be catching, that means that 300,000 or 400,000 people got away. That's per month.
Right. Yeah. That's huge. I mean, those kinds of numbers are staggering. So that doesn't that put it to a lot more than 11 million undocumented people?
I've said since the beginning, it's 20 to 30 million.
Yeah. Yeah, but... Yep. But oddly enough, what almost for the last several years, what is it, 10 years, that it's been, well, it's only 11 million that we're talking about here.
All right.
It's more than that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the telephone line to pick up this call from the one, the only, the informative, the commandeering, Mike in Clearwater. And the thousands of people outside the window. Are applauding. By the way, the hotel next door to me, parking lot is full.
Oh, wow.
Full. Yep. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
All right. First of all, this whole thing with Cuomo, people in New York need to pay attention, and they need to do their research and find out which lawmakers are not going for the impeachment. Now, you mentioned they had like 50-something of them.
57 as of last night, late.
And they're 20 shy. So all of the holdouts, you need to make note of who they are, and then when the next go-around comes, you boot them out of office. You know, after everything that's been uncovered about this man, the fact that they're willing to, you know, sit there and hold out and basically encourage him to keep doing what he does is just disgraceful. Now, the second question with the border, it's only going to get worse. You know, it was bad under Obama. You know, the Trump administration got blamed for the quote-unquote horrific conditions that these people...
You talking about the cages?
Who was the one that started it? Wasn't it Obama that put the children in cages?
Yeah, and now they're in.
Who was the one?
Now they're in storage containers, 40-foot storage containers with one little window with bars in a window.
But see, Captain, and Kyle, and I want your opinion on this, Kyle. This is at some point. This has got to get stopped. This is going to come to a head because Now it's, you know, tens of thousands. It could be millions if it's left unchecked. So
okay.
This is a real big problem, and I don't see Biden doing anything about it. So what are we to do, Kyle and Captain? And I want to see what you all have to say.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Okay, Kyle, you first.
Well, obviously, you know, more and more is coming out about this. I think it's going to get harder and harder for them to defend, you know, what they're doing and why it's somehow fundamentally different, and much more. I've heard the term humane as compared to the Trump administration. But of course, we all know, as Mike just said, Captain, that you know these things started up under Obama, but then with Trump, it became simply a way to try to bludgeon the Trump administration, make it look like they're being mean to people, this kind of stuff, and the media could go right along with it. But now, because it's the Biden administration, it's like, oh no, it's okay. No, they're just in storage containers. It's okay. You know, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's like they really do want to just sort of sweep it under the rug.
Okay, so it's a storage container that's 40 foot long, that has one little door, one little window, some bars on the window. It's up on one end of the container where they got to walk up to see it if they want to look out the window. Other than that, the container is metal. They're in a hot weather environment. So the walls of the container, even with air conditioning in there, are warm, correct?
By definition.
There's no air circulation in there except for the air conditioner, which is probably one vent blowing air in at one spot. So if you're in the wrong end of the building down there or the wrong end of the container, there is no air circulation. So you tell me how that's better than being in, say, a tent.
I was just going to say, tents would have ventilation. They can maybe control the environment a little bit better. It'll be
sure.
More open. You know, again, this and Captain, I think only one reporter that I know of has actually seen the inside, but there's no cameras that have gone inside.
They won't let the cameras in there. They don't want you to see.
Yeah.
Because they've got 100 or so people inside a 40-foot container. That's almost like hauling them illegally.
Well, exactly. I mean, if we heard a story about people who were coming on a cargo ship and you had 100 people in a cargo container, that would be horrible conditions, of course, and it would make the news, and there would be outrage. So there should be outrage on this.
Well, I remember when they used to take the 20-foot containers, the 20-foot cargo containers, and load them up with 100 people and ship them over here from wherever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And
yeah.
They used to find a lot of them dying or dead in the back of that container when the smell would lead them to the point that they knew that something was going on in the container when they got to their port, when they offloaded it here in the United States, and that went on a regular basis. Okay. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, the Minneapolis police reached a settlement with the George Floyd family, a record settlement, some $27 million. But they're still going to tear the city up because I don't think they're going to get the verdict they think they're going to get. And if they don't, you all know what's going to happen. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is not backing down despite growing calls for him to resign after a seventh woman has come forward accusing him of sexual harassment.
I did not do what has been alleged. period.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand late Friday in a statement called on Governor Cuomo to resign. In a historic settlement, the city of Minneapolis will pay the family of George Floyd $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit.
It was one of the most egregious documentations of an American citizen being tortured to death by a police officer.
Attorney Ben Crum speaking on behalf of the family, Officer Derek Chauvin on trial for kneeling on the neck of Floyd repeatedly as he stated he could not breathe. A seventh juror has been seated, Chauvin facing second and third degree murder charges and manslaughter. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. His studio's right around the corner from where I am. Right here at my flagship station, about 30 foot away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 21 million drivers. Now, keep in mind that if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, maybe you've got a boat or an RV or a motorcycle, well, guess what? You can insure that at Geico. They'll be happy to do that for you. And if you are a homeowner or a renter and you need insurance for either one, they can do that too, bundle it all together. And then guess what's going to happen? You're going to save money because when you bundle it together, that's when your policy gets cheap or cheaper, I should say. So all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check it out and see all the different things they can do to help you out. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right? There you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in Minneapolis, a record $27 million settlement was reached with the George Floyd family over the killing of the... of George Floyd, as the jury selection continues for the Minneapolis Police Department officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd. Now, I, just listening to the experts and just watching what's going on, he was not murdered. I'll go with a manslaughter charge with no problem at all. But he was not murdered.
Well, because typically murder has to have some sort of, you know, malice aforethought, basically.
Right.
You have to come up, you have to have that kind of intent to cause the death. But you're right. Putting your knee on the neck certainly is bad.
And that was a procedure that was authorized by the Minneapolis Police Department that they had been doing on a regular basis to subdue unruly people, to render them to where they would go into an unconscious state, and then they'd just throw them in the back of an ambulance, take them to jail.
Right, exactly. But I'm sure they will argue that it wasn't applied, the process wasn't applied correctly.
Maybe it wasn't applied correctly. But the other thing is, George Floyd was all hopped up on drugs.
Well, see, that's going to be coming out because of the autopsy report.
Yep.
And so that is going to factor in. So then I think their argument is going to go that the police officer could have hastened the death of George Floyd. You know, what if they were able to make some other determination? Could he have been saved? This kind of thing. But the settlement you mentioned, Captain, according to the Floyd family attorney, is the largest pretrial settlement of a wrongful death lawsuit in United States history.
Yeah.
So this is a significant settlement. But the trial, as you said, you know, in this kind of an incident or a situation, there's sort of a pre-baked in notion of what the outcome should be. If it doesn't occur that way, then there is that potential for a lot of demonstrations. Exactly.
Now, something else before we go to another little segment we're going to do here. The Democrats are pushing very hard a couple of gun control bills. Now, Dianne Feinstein is pushing a gun control bill where they want 205 weapons removed from the arsenals of the people across the country. 205 different weapons.
That's right. Yeah, they name them by name, basically. And you know, it's interesting because they're the military style assault weapons is what they call them, I believe. But a lot of times, Captain, those are weapons that have a certain appearance, but they're not necessarily an actual military.
There's
weapon.
Not a gun show you can't go to, and they're not selling some military issue collector's items, World War II, Korea, Vietnam weapons. Or you see them all the time, and it does not mean that they're out there to be sold as military weapons to go out and do whatever with. They are collector's items.
Right, exactly right. But again, this is part of the chipping away. Because they
know the Second Amendment.
That's right, because they know they can't go out and tear it down next Tuesday, but they can certainly put in a lot more regulation,
yep.
Make it a lot harder in order for anybody to obtain a weapon.
And the gun registration part of it that they're trying to do, which is a big deal to tell the government where everybody's guns are, is definitely getting a lot of blowback from the gun owners out there across the country.
Well, exactly right. And again, this is part and parcel of what the Democrat Party believes, the party elite believes that they can accomplish. Yeah.
And Kyle, this is where we're going to start something new. This is our Feel Good Police segment, and it's coming at you right now because here comes the horse. All right, in Kentucky, folks, there's a new law that was passed. If you taunt a police officer in Kentucky, you can go to jail for 90 days and face a hefty fine. Kyle, what say you?
Well, yes, this is exactly right, Captain. This means that if you are taunting, if you are assaulting, essentially, using insults,
yep.
challenges, if using derisive words, and get this, by gestures or
yep.
other physical contact,
yep.
You could go to jail for 90 days. And also, Captain, this is part of this thing is also if you are charged with rioting, you would have to be held for a minimum of 48 hours. Which means that Kamala Harris can't come get you bailed out of jail anymore.
Well, I am in favor of getting that law in every state in the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, I'm in favor of that, and I'll go on the record right now for saying it. I think it's a great idea.
Well, because part of the thing is that, you know, situations can escalate very easily if you have people simply, you know, there's freedom of speech. You can say what you want about the police and this kind of thing. That's the kind of country we live in. But it goes when it goes beyond that to where it becomes creating an incident, and, you know, that's something that has to be dealt with, I think, because otherwise you have the potential for violence. We're supposed to tamp down the violence in our nation.
And Joe Biden's energy agenda is causing a lot of concern with the energy-producing states as unemployment rolls are starting to grow. And by the way, we haven't seen the beginning of the end of this unemployment yet. It's going to go out of sight because of what has happened with the oil drilling and shale oil and all that. And it just doesn't make any sense, so says one Democratic governor.
Well, that's exactly right. And what's going to continue to happen is, you know, those folks who have been put out of work by Joe Biden's stroke of a pen, it's only going to continue to get worse. They're not going to run over. And I mean, I hope that they can find other work. There's no doubt about that. But they're not simply going to go get other great jobs right now. That seems to be so impractical on the part of the administration as to be cruel in so many ways.
Well, you can go out and get a job as a solar panel installer. You can go out and get a job as a telephone lineman for the county, whatever. Yeah, sure, right.
Well, those just sound like things that...
Oh, satellite installer. That was the other thing.
That's right, okay. Satellite dish installer. Well, those things sound like stuff that administration officials would say just to say, have a quote for the media that day. And then, of course, then it's, okay, well, on to the next thing. You know, but these are real people we're talking about here.
Do you know what the problem is with the satellite dishes?
What's that?
Clouds and rain.
Clouds and rain. That's right.
They haven't figured out yet how when it gets cloudy and your signal gets blocked that you can get a signal and still have your television going.
That's right. And sometimes with your internet service, too, if it comes through something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to have I tried it for a while, the internet via the satellite, and it just did not work because, I mean, you know, when it rained or you had a storm or something come through, a thunderstorm or whatever, there it went. You lost your internet.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, there are things that have to be perfected, obviously, but again, it's the throwaway factor that we're just going to tank an industry, basically, for virtue signaling, for the Paris Climate Accords, or for the far-left activists, or whatever it is, within the Democrat Party, the so-called Democrat Socialists, or whatever. But it actually is hurtful, and if you check the price of gas any time recently, you'll see exactly why.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's a doozer. It's a doozer for out there in the Rocky Mountains and out there in the Upper Plains. We'll let you know all about it. Not going to be a good one, so pay attention. And if you're headed out that way, make sure that you please, please be careful. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And we appreciate you tuning in and chiming in and opining in. We get a lot of comments during the day from Fort Benning, guys that are working at night that can't converse either by phone or by internet, and they do it during the daytime when they get off duty. So let's not forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J trucks that near you, and I will bet you right now that that Flying J and that Pilot in Cheyenne as well as in Laramie is jam-packed, and the one over there in Rollins, too, is jam-packed right now, waiting for this storm to kind of make up its mind as to what it's going to do. Plus, up there in Nebraska as well and in Colorado, I'll bet you that they are packed to the hilt right now, and that's what you need to do. Get out of the weather if that's what has to be done, because what we're going to tell you here in a couple minutes. But anyway, let's get started here. Going to do a little rocking. That's a little Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, and that's called The Other Side. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Now, that goes back to 1989.
Yep, and it's back in the old days for the old boys. They're not young anymore. They're no longer any spring chickens, and it's getting a little harder for Steven Tyler to get up and down steps, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All righty. Well, here we go. Blizzard conditions, folks, for parts of the Rockies. Strong tornadoes are possible in the southern plains, where we did have some tornado watches and warnings today. I'll get into all that in just a little bit. A major storm system is going to bring heavy snow and blizzard conditions to parts of the central Rockies as high plains through early Monday. This is going to go on all weekend long. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected across the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, with the possibility of some tornadoes, northwestern Texas too, and western Oklahoma Saturday afternoon and evening. And these tornadoes could be strong. There could be one or two big-time tornadoes in this system, because you've got cold air merging with warm air. And very large hail is also another serious threat with these big-time thunderstorms. Take it away, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. We're going to focus, start tonight in Wyoming and Colorado primarily. The governor of Colorado, Governor Jared Polis, has announced that he's activated the Colorado National Guard. And the reason why he's done this is for search and rescue for people who can be caught in this big winter storm, major blizzard, major snowfall event that we're going to be seeing happening across Wyoming and Colorado,
yep.
Especially. That's how serious it is. So the warning to stay off the road is a very serious one. So if you can get in for the night, if you can get off the road, that's exactly what you need to be doing right now. The area of Laramie, Cheyenne, you've got a blizzard warning going on right now. The winter storm warning extends almost all the way up to the northern border of Wyoming with Montana. But as we go down I-25, Captain, through Denver, they can expect, as we've been talking about all week, the winter storm coming in on the weekend, they can expect up to 36 inches or
yep.
more of snowfall. This,
yep.
So this is huge. So this goes all the way down I-25, and as you get into New Mexico, you've got a dense fog advisory as you come down I-25 through Springer, Wagon Mound, down to Las Vegas, New Mexico. You've also got high wind watches all through the area there, too. You've got winter storm watches starting up there near Albuquerque. So it's definitely going to be a major event. We can't stress that enough. Utah also has winter weather advisories. You come down Interstate 15 with the winter storm warning down in the Zion and St. George area tonight, Captain.
Yeah, now southwestern, we'll start up with South Dakota. Southwestern South Dakota, you've got a winter storm watch and a winter storm warning just south of Rapid City, where I-94 comes down and bends around in there. Actually, that's I-90, sorry, comes down and bends around down through there. So please be careful on that route. You're going to find it right there in the higher elevations east of Rapid City. And now down in Nebraska, the western part of Nebraska coming out of Wyoming, you have a blizzard warning in about 50 miles. Or so, winter storm watch all the way across, halfway across Nebraska tonight. That system is going to be slowly moving to the east. And then as we move on down, if you're coming up I-76, you're going to be in snow up into Nebraska. That's going to continue to where you get on I-80. Going down into Kansas, the big problem in Kansas right now, for the lower half of Kansas, all the way over just south to Kansas City, all the way across Missouri to St. Louis, is rain, and plenty of it. Flooding going on in Springfield, in Joplin, in Branson. Big-time flooding right there right now, just north of Fort Leonardwood, which means Leonardwood's in a lower area. If there's flooding north of there, it won't be long before Fort Leonardwood is flooding, too. And the rain is coming across over into Oklahoma. Also, rain in the northern part of, Kentucky, sorry. Also, in the northern, eastern part of Oklahoma right now, you've got heavy rain, which will bring you up I-44 all the way. And the northwestern corner of Arkansas has got heavy rain. But off to the west, not very far away, coming your direction, first of all, heavy fog on I-40 from Tucumcari to east of Amarillo over to about El Reno. And then down south of there, down in through Plainview, down towards Lubbock, down into almost all the way in Midland. You've got a winter storm warning down through there. Temperatures dropping, winds are blowing, snow is coming. Taking a look down below, Kyle, we've got a massive area of fog that's been developing and expanding down on the Gulf I-10 from about Crestview, Florida, all the way across to where I-12 splits off. I-10 goes towards New Orleans. There'll be a little bit of fog going to New Orleans, but if you're going over to Baton Rouge, you're going to have fog all the way there, pea soup, zero visibility fog. And then going up the eastern seaboard up in the northeast tonight, we got a lot of wind and a lot of possibility for some weather up there that's going to be changing as the weekend goes across. Again, the warmer temperatures are going to give way to cooler temperatures by Monday, and that's going to present a problem. And Kyle, where your daughter's going to school in Massachusetts, of all things to see, the whole state today had a red flag warning.
Yes, exactly right. And a wind advisory now as well. So that's a bad combination.
Yeah. So that's the weather in a nutshell, folks. And if you're going out west and you're getting up on I-80, going east-west, west of Omaha, or west of, west of Des Moines, you better be ready for it. If you're coming east, you better be ready for it. By the way, there is a winter storm warning now on I-15 north of St. George, Utah, coming up towards Salt Lake City. And that first higher elevation coming out of St. George, Utah, I-15, a winter storm warning. So it's getting bad out there in the Rockies, as we said it was going to. Just make sure you're ready, got your fuel right, got your extra supplies with you in case you have to pull off and stay somewhere. Maybe you might not be in a truck stop. You might be in a rest area. They might pull you in there and say they closed the gates, you can't go on. Because that's what they do out there, Kyle. Mm-hmm. All right, hold the fort. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue our number two coming right up here, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.